It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Today's the day. The U.S. is expected to reach its debt limit. This according to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. But Congress does have a few months to negotiate until the government defaults, which it shouldn't do. The debt ceiling is the maximum amount the federal government is able to borrow to finance the obligations that have already been approved. So the debt ceiling currently stands at $31.4 trillion. It's been modified more than 100 times since World War II. Somehow, during the last administration, it was never an issue because the Democrats weren't irresponsible. And with the Republicans holding the White House, they didn't play those games. But now that Democrats are in control, here they go again. So once we hit that debt limit, the Treasury Department implements extraordinary measures that will delay the default in order to avoid a financial crisis. Reportedly, we'll be okay until June or July, but I still don't have confidence that the Republicans will do the right thing. It's all politics. The debt ceiling should just be eliminated. Moving on, COVID cases are rising worldwide and here in the U.S. So what is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis doing? He's now pushing to permanently ban coronavirus vaccine and face mask mandates here in the Sunshine State. DeSantis signed measures in 2021 that made Florida the first state in the country to threaten businesses with fines if they required workers to get a COVID-19 vaccine. DeSantis also wants to prevent doctors from losing their medical licenses if they take positions that contradict medical consensus. For example, the state's so-called Surgeon General is an anti-vaxxer. And now, because of this posturing, medical experts have noted a national decline in childhood vaccination numbers. And that's why we're seeing measles outbreaks, among others. Just one more reason I call this state Florida. While we're on the subject of DeSantis, well, it's expected from this guy, but it's just unbelievable. Florida has now blocked the College Board from testing a pilot advanced placement African-American studies curriculum under DeSantis's Stop Woke Act, which bans the teaching of critical race theory. Huh? In a letter, his administration said the curriculum, quote, is inexplicably contrary to state law and, quote, lacks educational value. This pilot course has already been tested at 60 schools across the country. One of the nation's foremost experts on African-American history, Henry Louis Gates, who helped develop the curriculum, told Time magazine back in September, quote, AP African-American Studies is not critical race theory. It's not the 1619 Project. It is a mainstream, rigorously vetted academic approach to a vibrant field of study. And again, DeSantis said that it, quote, lacks educational value. That's Ron DeSantis. Some news on the global stage. New Zealand's prime minister, the very popular Jacinda Ardern, unexpectedly announced that she's resigning within a few weeks. She said in a statement, quote, I know what this job takes, and I know that I no longer have enough in the tank to do it justice. So her term will likely end by February 7th. That's when she expects a new Labour prime minister will be sworn in. When Ardern became prime minister in 2017, she was only 37. She became only the second world leader to give birth while in office, after Pakistan's Benazir Bhutto. She earned global praise for leading New Zealand through a series of crises, including that deadly Christchurch mosque shooting and its aftermath, and the COVID pandemic. The center-left Labour Party caucus will vote for a new leader on Sunday. Then on the other end of the spectrum, there's Israel, where the Supreme Court yesterday ruled that a politician, Aryeh Deri, who has been convicted of tax fraud, was not fit to serve as a senior government minister and should be removed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's new right-wing coalition. But they said Netanyahu was fit to serve? That's what I don't get. Netanyahu is still on trial on corruption allegations. Sound familiar? Sound dangerous? Pay attention, everybody. But I digress. 10 of the 11 Supreme Court judges agreed that Deri, who leads the ultra-Orthodox Shas party and serves as Netanyahu's interior and health minister, was ineligible for public office due to his, quote, backlog of criminal convictions. And finally, a judge in Florida on Friday rejected the former guy, Donald Trump's, effort to dismiss the sexual assault case brought against him by author E. Jean Carroll. And he lost his motion to keep the deposition secret So now we're seeing details. Oh boy. During the deposition in October, Trump was shown a 1987 photo that featured him, his accuser, and her husband, and his then-wife, Ivana Trump. Pointing to Carol, Donald Trump declared, quote, "It's Marla." Well, Roberta Kaplan, the attorney for Carol, responded, "You're saying Marla is in this photo?" And Trump replied, "That's Marla. Yeah, that's my wife." Referring to Marla Maples, his second ex-wife. And then one of Trump's attorneys said, "No, that's Carol." And Trump replied, "Oh, I see. Popcorn's ready. All we need now is the trial date." And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is supported by you, the listener, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.